former Secretary of State, former Director of the CIA, Mike Pompeo, back on Good Morning New Hampshire, The Pulse of an Age. His latest book, Never Give an Inch, Fighting for the America I Love. Mr. Pompeo, thanks for being with us, Mr. Secretary. How are you?
It is great to be with you on this morning. Thanks for having me on the show again.
Well, you put a lot of thought into this book. You're passionate about it. Let's start with the book. It may be a little self-serving before we talk about news, but it's an important book for you. There's a message here. What is it? And tell us about the book.
For 4 years, I served as the CIA Director and Secretary of State, and every single minute I was thinking about America and the American people, people of New Hampshire, people of my home state of Kansas. We never apologized for America. And in the book, I wanted to tell that story. There have been lots of books written. New York Times, Washington Post have told their own stories. I was there. I was in the meetings and exactly what happened. And I wanted to tell that story so the American people could see what it looks like to protect America, to make America more prosperous, and how one actually executes on that in the real world, in the tough, nasty world that actually exists.
Do you, I would imagine you're critical of the current administration's foreign policy. I'm not sure exactly what it is. We know about the departure of Afghanistan. Some would say that actually empowered Putin, and it probably gives China confidence if they look at Taiwan once in a while. But what's your constructive criticism about America and the world today?
At its core, what I worked on was deterring the bad guys. President Reagan talked about peace through strength as the model for deterrence, and never give an inch. We lay out, here's half a dozen times where we actually did that. We took out Qasem Soleimani. We defeated the caliphate in Syria. These weren't just words. We didn't just give speeches. We actually delivered on the things that matter. And these are fun stories. I was a CIA director, so there's some great spy stuff in there, too, which is fun to read. But at the end, what the President Biden and his team have lost is the ability to lead in a way that keeps Xi Jinping in China or the Taliban or Vladimir Putin from thinking that America is weak and they can advance their agenda. And it puts American lives at risk.
Mike Pompeo, former Secretary of State, CIA Director, his book, Never Give an Inch. How seriously, sir, are you considering a run for president in this next cycle?
Well, goodness, that is serious stuff for sure. We're doing the work to figure out if this is the right place and the right time for me to present my case to the people of New Hampshire in the First of the Nation primary and in Iowa, South Carolina. My wife Susan and I are praying about this. If you read Never Give an Inch, faith was at the center of how I thought about our place, our Judeo-Christian heritage, my work on religious freedom around the world. So in the next handful of months, we will sort through that. And if we decide to get after it, you'll see a lot of me.
Now, how important, in your mind, the Democrats nationally are trying to mess up the early calendar and take the primary significance away from the Democrats nationally in New Hampshire? We take this seriously here. We think we do it very well here. New Hampshire's first in the nation presidential primary among the Republicans. How important is New Hampshire in your mind on going first?
Hugely important. It's the right thing. Not only the right thing for our party, it's the right thing for America. And so I'm confident that will continue. It's a great place to go make the case. People in New Hampshire have demonstrated their ability to sort the wheat from the chaff pretty darn effectively. And if I decide to get in, it'll be great to go out and talk with folks there and share my vision for how to make life better for every family in New Hampshire.
Hey, real quickly, I want to ask you about this military, the payback, their contract salary of the COVID-19 vaccine. People may not know of your West Point background in military. Before I do, though, on the primary here, you're tuned in, Mike Pompeo. You know current Governor Chris Sununu. You know former President Donald Trump's coming here. But Chris Sununu, since he just was sworn in January for a fourth term, he stoked the flames a little bit of the fire that he might be a firm maybe in running as well for the president. You know, for president out of New Hampshire. Would that dilute New Hampshire's first in the nation primary status to someone like you who would come in to run here or not?
You mean dilute in terms of make it less important somehow?
Yeah. Yeah.
No, not at all. I know your governor. He's done great work. There's things that we agree on. There's things we have differences in. That'll be in the end what matters. If he gets in and I were to get in, we go make our case. No, I don't think it makes New Hampshire any less important. I think New Hampshire, Iowa, South Carolina, these places begin to set the tone where candidates get a chance to be tested, the acid test. Do you have a backbone sufficient to be the president of the United States of America. And I don't think the governor's entrance into the race or anyone else's changes that.
All right, I want to ask you this, Mike Pompeo. You also served in the Army. You have a very distinguished background out of West Point, I believe. This story bothers me. I advocate a lot on this program. One reason why I do the show with passion is to advocate for our veterans. Less than 1% serve. The men and women who signed up to serve, and they signed a contract, and they got a bonus to serve. We know there's a recruitment crisis. And then we forced almost 9,000 out, I believe, after the COVID-19 or COVID vaccine was made mandatory. The military members didn't set that policy. The Pentagon did, if you will. Now some are being told you got to pay back prorated part of that signing bonus. Should they have to do that?
Oh, my gosh, no. That's just the opposite. We should bring them back. We should make up to them what we did to them. I was a young lieutenant in the 80s when we fought the Soviet Union. I drove my M1 tank up and down the then East German border. It was as good as it gets. And Never Give an Inch, I talk about the critical nature of having a strong, focused military. I'm worried that it's losing its way. It's talking about vaccines and green energy and diversity, equity, and inclusion. This would explain our recruiting problems, by the way. You're going to go to a Marine recruiting station if you're told the military is going to provide you a safe space? No, you're going to go because you want to go do the things that soldiers and sailors do. So when I see what this administration is doing to our young men and women in uniform, it breaks my heart. And we should absolutely not make them pay back any of the bonuses they received because they made a different decision for themselves right. or their family.
You've talked a lot about education and some of this stuff, but you just touched upon in the military. Do you think some of this stuff where you were sort of serious, Sir Mike Pompeo, but also, you know, a little bit whimsical there. But, you know, you go to Paris Island or Marine, you tell them they have a safe space, you know, or Bud School for Navy SEALs or Green Berets or Ranger training or Delta teams. They wouldn't be SEALs or Marines if they didn't go through this. You wouldn't be what you were if you didn't go through it. So is this, I think it's crazy stuff. Is this crazy stuff in the military going to go away or not?
Crazy stuff. It's crazy stuff. It has to go away. You talked about the Pentagon, whether it's the civilian leaders at the Pentagon or the military leaders at the Pentagon, they need to return the military to its core focus. So I wasn't truly being whimsical. I mean, President Biden told a group of soldiers, he said, the most important thing that you will work on in your time in service is climate change. That's just crazy. And so we should return it to its focus of breaking stuff right. and deterring our adversaries. And I'm convinced the next conservative president will do exactly that. And when we do, the recruiting stations will be full of great young men and women who say, sign me up, take me.
Mike Pompeo, before I let you go, Never Give an Inch, Fighting for the America I Love, the book, Mike Pompeo, Never Give an Inch, former Secretary of State, former CIA Director. I said this morning before you came on, sir, Good Morning New Hampshire, and our network of news talk stations across here in New England and GMI Studios, Mike Pompeo, if anyone I could think of this morning, I'm being totally serious and respectful, sir, if anyone I could think of this morning on my show would know a little bit about classified documents, top secret stuff, would be Mike Pompeo, former CIA Director, Director of the Central Intelligence, former Secretary of State. Now, we know about Hillary Clinton's email server from years ago. We know about Donald Trump's raid in Palm Beach with the FBI for documents. Now we know about four discoveries with Joe Biden, former Vice President Mike Pence. How common is it, Mike Pompeo, for presidents and former vice presidents to leave whatever the intention with classified documents? And what do we do to prevent it going forward? Is this a big problem or not in your mind? And no one's really talking about what to do about it. Everyone's just talking about reacting to it.
So let's do two things. Let's get the politics out of this. Classified information should stay in classified spaces, bar none. If you screw it up, get it back where it goes. Take responsibility for your failure to protect our soldiers, sailors, airmen, and Marines. And then put systems and processes in place such that we only classify things that need to, and we track the classification of those documents and where they are. That's how you fix this going forward. I hope there's no politics in this thing. The fact they raided President Trump's home, that's just indecent. The law was wrong. I was on the Benghazi committee when we found classified information on Hillary Clinton's server. FBI didn't raid her home. We said, get it back. Get it out of your hands. Get it where it's supposed to be. This matters to keep and protect our nation. And so it is possible to get right. I don't think it's as common as we're starting to see. Every leader has a responsibility. We all sign up. We say, if you handle those documents, you'll do so well. And any of us who get it wrong, if you mess it up, own it. Don't say you don't have any regrets. Get it right. Be transparent and protect our country.
You know, you're succinct and you answer questions. That's rare for people in the political world. So I have one more minute. I'm going to take advantage of it. That's
yes,
what I
sir,
do.
Absolutely.
That's what I do here. You were one of the longest serving members of Donald Trump's administration in terms of a senior role, Secretary of State. And, you know, you look at Donald Trump coming to New Hampshire this weekend to be the keynote address. And he put out yesterday, because I get the emails from the former president, you know, the field. And you're in the field. But, you know, he says if Ader said, you know, if these eight or nine people run, Trump wins and Trump would beat Biden or anyone else. So my question is, analysts on my show say if six or seven or eight people, Nikki Haley, Mike Pompeo, Mike Pence, and I could go on, Ron DeSantis, if in Donald Trump, he's already says he's running. If eight or nine people run, you and I know the pizza slice math that Donald Trump can win with, say, 25% of a primary vote. Do you, Mike Pompeo, think Donald Trump this time around would be successful if he were the nominee, if he were the nominee in a general election?
I'm convinced. I'm completely convinced that the American people are going to reject what President Biden has done for these 2 years and what he's going to do for the next 2 years. So I think our party will put forward a good candidate. We will nominate someone who is decent and serious and thoughtful and ready to crush it for 8 years. And we will push back against this left progressive agenda in a way that no matter who it is they choose from that field, whoever ends up getting in the race will lead America back in the right direction. Jack, that's what I believe with all my heart.
All right, Mike Pompeo, thank you for being candid and timely and a lot of news topics. But again, the book, check it out because there's some great stuff speaking about classified documents, all the intelligence, military, our culture, our future. Never Give an Inch. Mike Pompeo, Good Morning New Hampshire, former Secretary of State, head of the CIA.
Thank
Thanks
you
for
very
being
much.
With us.
You
we'll get you back again
day.
Soon. Thank you.
You bet, sir. So long.